calm down.
Because y'all talk noise,
down.
And then you
you're
can't
out of
take
control.
Because if I
Look,
come,
Chairman,
if I come and talk
a
shit about
a
her, y'all gonna have a problem.
Chairman.
Welcome to the Jasmine Crockett Senate Campaign Show. Let the mind games begin.
Somebody said the other day, she's one of the leaders of the party. I said, you got to be kidding.
Got two words for every racist bigot living Jasmine Crockett.
Crockett, a St. Louis-born private school princess who grew up in the cushy suburbs.
No one could have told me that when I went down to Austin, now looks like a little bit over a year ago, that I would be running for Congress.
Who embarrassingly cosplays as the hood's angry auntie the minute she smells a camera.
Baby, because these people, they are crazy, because they always talk about how Christian they is.
Her veteran socialist squad mentality immediately ostracizing most Texas voters.
Texas has always been found to be intentionally discriminatory.
It's almost like a slave mentality that they have. Now, about the time that that was published last year, around 1 million Latino voters in Texas were voting for Trump. Do they all have slave mentality?
No, and that's not what that said at all.
A strategy of blind delusion in a state where President Trump received 56% of the vote in the last election.
Y'all know we got Governor Hot Wheels down there. Come on now.
It's another day and another disaster by the Democrats. The reality is they have no vision, no policy. They have nothing to sell but hate.
Her routine is that she wants to bring a little bit of what I might quaintly call the ghetto catfight into these spaces. I get it, you know, bring a blaxploitation movie or something into Congress. Great, work it. But you do not make fun of the fact that somebody lives their life in a wheelchair. That doesn't work.
The campaign itself, the monstrosity has been on full display for years, where it is now finally crashing out before your very eyes.
Basically, the Republicans have become synonymous for Russians at this point.
When I first became a public defender, I had no criminal defense experience. And I walked in and I told my boss, Charlie, I said, listen, you should hire me. He said, why? I said, because I'm black.
I was clear that it was a Jeffrey Epstein, but I never said that it was specifically that Jeffrey Epstein.
But as somebody who understands history, when I see ICE, I see slave patrols. There has been no oppression for the white man in this country. You tell me which white men were dragged out of their homes.
I do want people to know that just because someone has committed a crime, it doesn't make them a criminal.
We have no perfect systems. We have always had some level of fraud in anything that we have because there's no such thing as perfection walking on this earth.
Unfortunately for her, people aren't buying what she is vigorously selling.
I'm gonna show these white folks I ain't scared of them.
How is it possible that my 10-year-old daughter can hear Jasmine Crockett for the first time, listen to two clips, and the first thing she said to me was, Dad, her voice changed.
She is such an insult to all educated black women in America. She perpetuates the stereotype of a ghetto black hood woman, something she is not.
One of the most famous or infamous, depends on how you see it, women in society today is Jasmine Crockett, elected to office. And look at how she talks. Look at what she's brought. Just hood language for a lady.
So I'm going to say what the American people been wanting to say for a very long time. This party called the Democratic Liberal Party, y'all can kiss the American ass. The whole entire American ass. We're done with you clowns.
Texas doesn't think like a trust fund revolutionary poser. And the only thing more embarrassing than Crockett's circus is the media and the Democrats pretending she's anything other than the fraud she's always been. Then again, this is all the doomed Democrats have going.
I challenge somebody to go and find a clip of a Democrat invoking violence.
I think that you punch. I think you punch. I think you're okay with you okay with punching.
We are not only gonna punch you back, but we are gonna knock you out.
I am here to tell you, not only are we gonna punch back, but we about to beat you down.
Just let me tell you that we know how to use a chair, whether we pulling it up or we doing something else with it.
Congressman John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
Wake up in a
Turbo Force, filled with incredible ingredients, ladies and gentlemen. Ultimate power ignites mental clarity and focus, clean, sustained energy, enhanced blood flow and endurance, supports daily cognitive function. Ultimate power at thealexshowstore.com.
Tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to the American Journal. We're going to kick off the third hour of this show with Viva Fry in just a few moments. First, I want to catch you up on some headlines. Remember at the beginning of the show, I told you all that the White House was going to be holding a roundtable discussion around 2 p.m. Eastern time. Well, it looks like we might know what that's going to be about. President Trump is slated to roll out a $12 billion farm aid package. That's according to one White House official who apparently spoke with The Hill. The aid includes $11 billion in one-time payments to crop farmers as part of the Department of Agriculture's Farm Bridge Assistance Program. The remaining $1 billion are going towards crops that have not been covered by the program itself. President Trump will announce the aid package along with the Treasury Secretary and the Agriculture Secretary as well. White House events is expected to be attended by farmers of the soybean industry, corn, rice, cattle, potato, and other obviously industries. Now, this has been a major focus for President Trump, who is trying his best to force the Chinese to purchase our soybeans, of course, to kind of spark up our industries. But although they've committed to it recently, they haven't really done much on that front. So we're keeping our eye on that. That's expected to happen at the White House later today, it sounds like, around 2 p.m. Eastern time. So we will keep our eyes on that as it develops and, of course, bring you the very latest. All right. So I want to talk to you guys about, I think it's very, very interesting. I want to talk to you guys about the J6 pipe bomber story, because the mainstream media was very happy when they were able to somehow kind of pivot. When they learned that he's white, they weren't very happy about this. When they learned he was black, they tried their very best to find a new angle in all of this. And miraculously, CNN and the final hours of all of this on Friday found a way to spin it. Now, they're claiming that the suspect believes that the 2020 election was somehow stolen. Take a listen to clip 14, because they're doing their very, very best to spin this narrative.
The suspect, the young man who'd been arrested on this case at length over the last 24 hours. And what we've learned is that among the statements that he has made is that he believed the 2020 election was stolen. And so that appears to be the first statement that has been made in this case that might give an indication of a motive of why he may have placed these bombs in those locations.
Okay, so they're searching for this motive. They are trying their very best to figure out how they could spin this, because Brian Cole Jr., the man who is accused of being the J6 pipe bomber, doesn't fit the narrative. And in fact, they're doing their very best to try to spin it, like I mentioned. But take a listen to clip 15, because CNN went full meltdown mode when they couldn't accuse him of being a white MAGA supporter. Take a listen.
You should believe what he says.
No, maybe he put a bomb at the DNC because he believed the Democrats stole the election because Republicans and conspiracy theorists pushed that. And he put the bomb at the RNC because the vice president, who was about to be sworn in, was going to ride by that area. There are many scenarios that the prosecution will have to play out this case. I'm going to say the thing out loud that I think everyone is not saying and is actually surprised, and why I think Jeanine Pirro is actually saying it. I think the fact that this man is a black man is surprising to people. I think people thought this was going to be a white man that did this. They were going to be able to say he was a part of the progressive left. And the fact that it's a black man that is saying, I too was susceptible to conspiracy theorists that the president and conservative podcasts were pushing that this election was stolen, is a fact that they were not expecting, and now everyone is on their heels and they're trying to spin it. And I think that might be also why you think, let's not believe his actual story right now.
Like,
he's trying to get
both
sides.
It's certainly possible.
I mean,
Man, they are trying their very best. Joining me to discuss is Viva Fry. He does an incredible show on Rumble, which I'm a big fan of course, because I do make a lot of appearances on the show, of course, but it's also an incredible show to watch. He's a former litigator as well. And he's with us now to kind of go through all of this because, Viva, I don't really buy the narrative that's being sold. I want to kind of focus first, though, about how this caught the left-wing media off guard because they truly believe that this is going to be a white man who was arrested for all of this. And CNN even, I mean, without even looking at a picture, pushed that it was a white man, thanks to Jake Tapper. And so now they're trying to spin up this narrative as if there's something else here, like he was an election denier. What do you make of this?
Well, it is amazing when people were initially Googling the Brian Cole, there was there was a white guy with a red beard who came up, and I imagine the flack that he got for a few hours. What I love is I literally predicted that they were going to spin it that way, that it was someone who felt the election was fraudulent. By the way, it was, if only for the Hunter Biden laptop story concealment, it was a fortified 2020 election, but that they were going to blame the fact that he left a pipe bomb allegedly outside the RNC as he was angry at Rhino Republicans. That's how they're going to make this story make sense. The reality is nothing in this story makes sense. That the guy, according to the affidavit, started buying the materials for the pipe bomb a year to 2 years before the election, without explaining. I mean, we heard that he was an anarchist and that he was into pipe bomb making. Okay, that's, I'd like to see some evidence of that. But that he was angry that the election was stolen, so he decided to fortuitously put together items that he purchased a year plus earlier to make a pipe bomb, in an affidavit where they don't even explain how he bought the components to make the black powder for the pipe bombs because they were allegedly viable. I'm not calling anyone names. I'm just saying I don't believe this story for a second. If only from the physique of the individual, the accused right now, Brian Cole, has, according to family, uniquely short legs. He's a 30-year-old autistic, semi-verbal, allegedly, according to his grandmother, individual. Not to say that he couldn't do this, but they find him a month after Steve Baker's expose, fortuitously, based on evidence that already existed in the file, no new tips. And, you know, that's it. Don't ask any questions about this relatively thin, in my humble opinion, affidavit that says he bought these materials a year before the election, put it together because he was upset about the election, and evaded police for 5 years. Nothing about it makes sense.
Yeah, and when I asked specifically the FBI, one of my sources who's very close to the investigation, how did you narrow down to this gentleman? Because you just weren't combing through records to kind of find someone and then go there with this. It just didn't make any sense. They said there's more evidence coming out, and I was told that it was going to happen at his first court appearance. But, you know, I was on your show when I announced that. I still haven't seen any new evidence come about. And so I haven't seen any physical evidence or any proof that this wasn't just some guy possibly getting this all pinned on him. I mean, the cell phone towers, yeah, it sounds like a good argument. But again, I mean, how do you know the cell phone was in his possession at the time of all of this? I could see a C-list criminal defense attorney poking a lot of holes into just that criminal complaint that was pushed out. And I don't see it going well for them. And the autism angle, too. I know, Viva, you talk about this, too. I've got friends and family members who I know close to me who do struggle with these similar issues. And they were, and I literally write in the back of their ID, there's a note on one of these individuals' IDs for the police, if they ever interact with them, to call me immediately because I do not want them talking to this person, because I know this person would admit to a bombing if they just kind of pinned them down to it, because they are someone who falls under peer pressure and sadly doesn't have the developmental capabilities of being able to defend themselves. And I know what this is like. So I'm concerned, although they're saying he's working with the FBI and he doesn't actually have a real criminal defense attorney representing him, I'm very concerned that this individual might end up confessing to something that he didn't actually do.
Well, we all now know who the prosecutor in this case is, Jocelyn Ballantyne, who was the same prosecutor that railroaded the Jan Sixers, Enrique Tarrio, the Proud Boys, who concealed evidence from them, who tried to coerce Enrique Tarrio into signing a false statement of fact that would have incriminated the president.
Yeah,
the
Viva, I've actually got that soundbite from your show. Let me play that so our audience knows, because you did a great job with Tarrio last night about this. Folks, let's play clip 16 so everyone knows what he's talking about here. Take a listen.
They put me in a room. They slid a piece of paper across the desk with a narrative on it. And they're like, if you sign this, you'll have a bail hearing next week, and we guarantee you, you won't do a single day in prison. I pulled the document in, I looked at it, and basically what the document said was that the president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, through the means of a third party, told me to storm the Capitol of the United States to stop the certification of the election.
May I stop you just for 1 second? Who's asking, who's sliding this paper and who's asking you to sign it?
Her name is Jocelyn Ballantyne, and she works for the Department of Justice. And she was the head of the Capitol Siege Division for the Department of Justice at the time. Sitting in the room, she's the one that offered it. I said no. And she told me to lie about the president in order to go home. And there is no doubt in my mind. There's no doubt. There's no doubt. Because at that time, Jack Smith hadn't been appointed yet. There's no doubt in my mind that one of the people that were working with Jack Smith to prosecute the president, because it was a January 6th case, she definitely worked with Jack Smith.
Yeah, that's where I want to step in, because Viva, I mean, I have spoken to Tari about this. When he was in prison, I was actually his pen pal. I'd often write him, and he did the same exact story he just told you at the same exact level of detail, was able to confirm these things to me. I even sat down with him after he was released, and it was the same story. His consistency has been key here in all of this. You wouldn't have any proof of this. You wouldn't be able to walk away with what she put in front of you. So I just want to kind of echo that, but he has been consistent in this. This woman, as you just outlined, I'll let you continue to go to it, is the same woman who was trying to go after President Trump. In fact, also, you know, I was able to just do some basic digging, and she was also the one who was behind General Flynn. If our audience recalls, she was the one who apparently used an invalid attorney ID number when they were trying to drop those charges against Flynn. And it did, in fact, hold up things. And it was quite the amateur move. I'll let you take away everything from there, because you've done a great job of just detailing who she is.
Set aside whether or not you believe Enrique Tarrio's story about her trying to get him to sign a statement to incriminate Trump. Yeah. She withheld exculpatory evidence from the Proud Boys, Enrique Tarrio. And it was only discovered in the context of that persecution that they didn't delete the tabs that they had hidden. And so when it came to Enrique, they saw what was being removed from this document that had exculpatory evidence and told FBI agents to delete evidence. In Michael Flynn's case, where you had a guilty plea that the media ran with forever. He pleaded guilty. He must have been guilty, not explaining that they threatened to go after his kid and that he was coerced into a guilty plea. Now they're interrogating an autistic 30-year-old semi-nonverbal without counsel before the first hearing. It's crazy. But the other issue is that this kid, by some accounts, might have been up working a DoorDash. And so, you know, whether or not his stuff is pinging in the general area, it's when you come up with an affidavit in a politically charged case that's been on, you know, not the back burner, but the forefront for 5 years. How the hell have they not found the pipe bomber? And they come up with this affidavit. It should be sort of, if we want to talk about a shock and awe, overwhelming to leave no doubt that there might be getting the wrong guy. It should have been sufficiently detailed in my humble view. People like, wait for the evidence to come in, you know, wait another 24 hours, 72 hours. Trust me, bro. You know, really got the goods on this guy. We're just not putting it in this affidavit right now, despite the fact that we know that this is the most politically relevant case potentially in the history of America. It doesn't make much sense, especially when it comes in the wake of the Steve Baker expose that seems to have pinpointed someone else who, you know, the Blazes retracted but asserted the veracity of the allegations according to their sources. So when you're coming out with this type of case and it's a U-turn that nobody saw coming, you need something more than a thin wait for the evidence to come out at trial type thing, because people are not going to wait that long, and people are going to be rightly outraged that the same perpetrators of the January 6th persecution are now in charge of this case. Jocelyn Ballantyne should have been fired. And according to, you know, Enrique, and you ask any of the Proud Boys, she should be in jail for what they did. It was so bad. Trump has to come in and pardon all of them. And now not only has she not been fired, she's at the helm of the most politically relevant case of our time. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah, well, and to just to back all this up, too, I did reach out to the office that she's working out of, that D.C. office. I reached out to the DOJ for comment on why she's still employed, because, I mean, maybe best case scenario, they have no idea of what she's been accused of. And I've asked them to explain themselves. We've given them a deadline of 6 p.m. Eastern time today, I believe, to respond to this request. So hopefully we do get a response back from them, because it's really hard to understand how this woman has been able to fly under the radar. I mean, she gave Bill Barr a hard time under President Trump's first term, it sounds like, and was refusing to dismiss these charges and was creating these little obstacles for General Flynn. So to see also what she did on top of that with the Proud Boys and Tarrio, who's been consistent on this whole story the entire time, is pretty concerning. And again, I'm sitting back here and I'm watching this. And, you know, actually, let's get this up, because Thomas Massie, the great Congressman Thomas Massie, actually ran a poll on his X account regarding whether we believe that this 30-year-old autistic man is the one who's responsible for the J6 pipe bombers. And he asked the people, what do they think about all of this? And most people actually do have doubts. According to his own poll, others say he worked with others. It's about 44.8%. And then not involved, not guilty, is at 37.3%. The other, he's a lone wolf, guilty, 7.3%. So the American people aren't buying what the federal government's selling us right now. And I think you did a great job, Eva, outlining the fact that they keep telling us, like, I want to kind of give my audience some type of clarity in all of this. And when I say, well, how'd you get to this guy? You did a crappy job at your press conference detailing how you got to this point. All they all were really doing up there was patting themselves on the back and, you know, kind of saying, we did a great job, but not telling us how you got to this point. They didn't walk us through it. Why do you think this is the kind of nonsense that we're just expected to kind of spew at this point? And, you know, as someone who, you know, we're friends with a lot of these people, I've endorsed these people for their positions. If we're critical now about their performance in all of this and how they've lacked transparency, they go after us, or people get really upset with us about doing this. I mean, I don't have an issue with being critical, but they seem to have a issue with us being critical against what they've done so far.
Well, there's realities here. Yeah. Even if what they're saying is true and nobody believes it, it's a problem. So, I mean, that in and of itself is an issue. If what they're saying is true, but nobody trusts them because Kash Patel came out and made some notoriously inaccurate statements after the Charlie Kirk assassination, after the DC shooting. Mm-hmm. If what they're saying is true and no one believes it, it's a problem. If what they're saying, if they believe it, but it turns out not to be true, it's a problem. When you say, like, you know, maybe the Trump administration didn't know who this person was, maybe Jeanine Pirro didn't know who this person was, they know now. And so if they don't do anything now, that's a problem. If they didn't know, that's a problem. If they did know, it's a problem. And some people are going to raise the argument that, you know, they need bulldogs who are going to go in there and really get that conviction. If you're getting that conviction through, I won't say Brady violation, it might not be the right term, but through violating the rules of procedure that, you know, result in hiding exculpatory evidence, that results in an injustice that requires a pardon, if that's the type of bulldog prosecutor you need, you're screwing justice as well. And so there's no good reason for why this woman still had a job, how she ended up on this case. If they didn't know, it's a problem. If they did know, it's a problem. And going back to it, you know, we're expected to believe that this autistic 30-year-old, borderline semi-nonverbal with exceptionally short legs, who, according to friends and family, would never have done this, was a DoorDash driver. We don't know when, but I think that's going to come back to bite some butts at the end of this. If we're to believe that he acted totally alone but was buying materials upwards of 2 years earlier, and we don't have an explanation as to how he made the black powder at home, because there's no allegations that he bought sulfur, charcoal, whatever the heck else is needed for black powder, you know what? It starts to smell a whole hell of a lot like what happened in the Gretchen Whitmer fednapping plot, which we all acknowledge was a fednapping entrapment, at least for two of the defendants, where they find people who are mentally vulnerable, down on their luck, downtrodden, easy to manipulate, and they use them as their patsies to carry out a thwarted attack that they never would have gotten involved in but for the involvement of their agent handlers. In the Whitmer case, you know, they were training these mentally vulnerable people, financing them, giving them credit cards, and then they foil the plot. But there was such involvement of the FBI and confidential human sources that a couple of them got off on a defensive entrapment. It looks a whole hell of a lot like that might what have been at play here. And when, you know, when the team comes out and they say, no, there were new tips, we just reanalyzed the evidence. And what we saw here is a total dereliction and negligence of the past administration, the corrupt FBI under Biden. For 4 years, they just shelved it. We know that they were malicious, corrupt. One thing they were not were incompetent. And so in as much as you had Peter Stroke and Lisa Page preparing their insurance policy for a Trump presidency, you had Kevin Kleinsmith of the FBI, the lawyer, falsifying evidence to spy on Donald Trump, to set up the Russiagate hoax so that if Trump got elected president, they could use that as the insurance policy to undermine him. In as much as they are corrupt and villainous, incompetent to that degree, they are not. And so for anyone to think they spent the last 4 years under Biden's FBI, a corrupt criminal FBI DOJ, not planning for this eventuality, but they just didn't look this up, this lead, they just shelved it. I don't believe that. And I think a lot, you know, the risk that this is part of what I would, you know, call the insurance plan 2.0 is very real. It's they're not that negligent, the FBI, and especially when they were as corrupt as the Biden FBI DOJ, they didn't just let this sit. And the only question is whether or not they were involved with this kid from before. You know, Mike Benz did a great stream where about 2 hours into it, he's like, oh, the kid was buying these items in November-ish 2020, a little earlier, right at the same time you had all of these talking heads, election integrity partnership, people talking about how to make sure that if Trump gets elected, we can undermine the election. And if he doesn't get elected, that he can't use his social media presence to rally the troops, so to speak. You know, it coincides with that. So you look at Massey's poll, 80% of the people believe he was either not a lone wolf or is innocent. And that's a problem if, in fact, we are, you know, if he did, in fact, do it and he's a lone wolf, it's a problem. Nobody believes it. But I don't think people can be blamed for just not believing this wild 180 turn out of the middle of nowhere. A lone, semi-verbal, autistic 30-year-old who evaded FBI for 5 years. And but for looking at the evidence they already had, he might have gotten away with it.
Yeah, Aviva, I can't imagine how they nailed conviction in front of a liberal jury in D.C. with what they've showed us thus far. I don't think they have that at all. I can never imagine a jury being able to convict him. And then when you look at Massey's poll, which is what conservative and independent voters, and they're not buying it either. I don't think the FBI is going to be able, or the DOJ is going to be able to make any of this stick right now. So hopefully they do have something that is very, very obvious. But for the rest of us who don't trust the government and who looked at the criminal complaint and said this is a whole lot of maybe he did it, maybe he didn't, maybe he got this planted on him. I mean, there's a lot of questions here. We're going to keep asking those difficult questions. And I know you are as well. So for our audience, make sure you head on over to his Rumble page and give him a follow if you're not doing so already. Viva Fry, one of the incredible shows over on Rumble. Thank you for joining me, my friend. It's always great to have you on.
Thank you very much for having me, Brianna. See you soon.
See you soon. All right, folks, in the meantime, we are doing an incredible sale right now over at thealexjonesstore.com. 40% off colostrum. As many of you guys know, we've ran out of stock on colostrum. We got it back, and now it's 40% off, getting ready for the holidays. So head on over and make sure you stock up right now over at thealexjonesstore.com. And I also can't stop talking about this because I'm really excited about this. But we just got the creatine gummies. Now, they're in two different flavors. Over at the AlexJonesStore.com, we have the blue raspberry flavored and sour apple flavored. Head on over right now to the AlexJonesStore.com. Grab those before you run out because we will run out. If you are a female, no one's probably told you that you have to take creatine. I learned very late in the game, but I'm telling you, it was a total, total game changer. And the fact that these are gummies is even better. So head on over and make sure you grab yourself some of these creatine gummies while supplies last as well. It's great for muscle support, as well as boosting your energy and brain function. So head on over to thealexjonesstore.com right now. All right, there's more happening. We'll have Mark Mitchell in just a moment, who's telling us that President Trump's approval numbers are just completely sinking right now. We'll go over that in just a moment. Don't go anywhere.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
And now a major shipment has finally come back in for those of you that want to be able to stock up on it at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said, this was the best spike protein detoxer she found.
Just like you want your own body to make vitamin D from the sunlight, you can't force it back in people who can't make it. It can actually hurt them. It's called peroxynitrites. So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf, and I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
Because of the organic-based compounds that are in it, that cause vasodilation in the blood vessels, in the arteries, in the veins, in the capillaries. And it just does so many other great things.
So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new product, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events. Dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
Now listen, it is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take this, it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. I was just researching and wanting to put something out that was good for the heart and talked to a lot of scientists and researchers on it, and they said, well, these are the type of ingredients we were thinking about putting out a product. When I talked to formulators, they said, well, we actually already have a product that has that, so we private labeled it as Nitric Boost. And just for men in the morning when you wake up, that's the big thing people feel and see right away. So imagine what else it's doing for your body. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So it's a paradox. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. And listen, men feel it in that one way. Women love it as well. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason one way or another we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
The Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalist. Get ultramethylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal. We're excited you guys are joining us, of course. Third hour program, final lap, of course. A lot happening here. We're keeping our eye on that House, the House Homeland Security Committee hearing is going on right now. Kristi Noem is present. And there was a little bit of a back and forth that we wanted to get to and bring you in clip 25. Noem, well, she just does what she did best, what she does best. And she completely destroyed one of the more recognizable lefties' lies about one of those Afghan refugees. Take a listen.
What you did. Madam Secretary, you and the gentleman from NCTC reference the unfortunate accident that occurred with the National Guardsman being killed.
You think that was an unfortunate accident?
I mean,
it was a terrorist attack.
Wait. Look, I'll get it straight. Then you can
respond. Shot our National Guardsman in the head.
Look, Ms. Chairman, will you direct the witness to allow me to ask my question? It was an unfortunate situation.
Whew. Unfortunate situation. What the heck has happened with those on the left? Joining me to discuss right now is Liz Harrington. She's the former spokeswoman for President Donald Trump, and she joins us now. Liz, obviously, I mean, that is an egregious way to describe a terrorist attack, an individual who wasn't supposed to be in our country in the first place and then went and shot two National Guardsmen. Your reaction?
Brianna, this guy, I mean, that's a disgrace. Yeah. This guy is who led the, you know, sham J6 witch hunt show trial investigation. He doesn't even know what he's talking about. He's got his notes. He doesn't even know where that sentence was going to end. And does he have any idea? Unfortunate accident? I mean, that's a disgrace. So you still have the other National Guardsman who's trying to, you know, fight for his life. I mean, he hadn't been able to get out of bed, his hospital bed, since Thanksgiving. I mean, this is so disturbing and disgusting. And this is what happens when you have these types of corrupt, idiot, useful idiots in office who just do the bidding for the deep state. I mean, what a joke. And thank God Kristi Noem just interjected there. And then he gets upset and he's so offended. That is such a disgrace. That was a horrible attack on someone who should have never been here. That President Trump, you know, when I worked for him, he said this all the time because he knew this was going to happen. He talked about Afghanistan and that purposeful, deliberate, catastrophic withdrawal where they took the military out first and they let every Afghani in. I mean, you knew this was going to happen. And here we are all these years later. And it's because of, you know, idiots and absolute corrupt, sick people that it even happened, like this guy, Benny.
Yeah, Benny Thompson always, well, he never missed an opportunity to prove to the country that he is an absolute scumbag. I mean, to refer to that terror attack as that and be so dismissive is disgraceful. And like you just highlighted, the fact that we still have one more person who's fighting for his life right now. And Kristi Noem opening up her hearing by saying, you know, he's just started walking. We're able to get him up out of the bed and we're praying for his continuous recovery. Obviously, this is very concerning. And it's just so gross. I mean, obviously, Thompson is someone who has been accused by myself of being a treasonous pig with his behavior during the J6 committee, the intentional erasing of evidence that they gathered, the fact that they sat there and lied and tried their very best to just completely taint any jury who might be able to go in there and not have a bias. I mean, that's the reason why we saw all of that play out, those public hearings, the theatrics that were carried out. He's just a disgusting human being, and it's just shameful that people like him continue to have seats in our Congress. But I kind of want to shift gears a bit. Because, you know, Senator Rand Paul is calling out the AutoPen scandal, and he's uncovered obviously a lot and he's been exposing that. But he's passing everything on right now to the DOJ in regards to Dr. Anthony Fauci, and he hasn't really heard much on that front. Let's take a listen to clip 17.
Yeah, I agree with President Trump on this, and we should pursue it. The only way to pursue it is to go to court. So I have presented evidence that Anthony Fauci lied to Congress, which is a felony. I've also presented evidence that he instructed others to delete and destroy federal records. This is a crime as well. If you were in the executive branch, you're not allowed to delete or destroy records. These are crimes, and they would need to be tested in court, and then his pardon would be tested. So the Trump administration, the DOJ, would need to bring charges, bring him to court, and then his pardon would be challenged in court.
So we're constantly hearing about all these referrals that are being sent over to the DOJ. We're not seeing much in the way of follow-up there. Do you think this AutoPen scandal will ever go anything further than just us seeing all of the evidence kind of pour out there? Do you think there will be any type of criminal indictments here?
Well, there really needs to be, right? And it seems like President Trump is the one, the only one who's pushing for these things. You know, he makes these announcements. He puts all these things out. He directs people to do something, like make all of these Biden AutoPen orders null and void. And I'm sure they have some people, you know, saying we're on it, sir, you know, we're working on it, but we need action. I mean, it's the same thing that we just kind of discussed there, Brianna, with this Benny Thompson, destroying evidence. And they keep getting away with this stuff because nobody ever comes after them for actual crimes. And we need what? It's almost the end of the year. We already have 1 year in. And, you know, Congress isn't going to do anything next year because of the midterms. We're running out of time to get meaningful change. And the way you get meaningful change is holding people accountable. So they'll be afraid to do these illegal things in the future and tread all over our constitutional rights. So We have to see something. And there's so much. There's a whole host of things. And I was thinking about this, too. You know, Kristi Noem and DHS, they've done a great job when it comes to securing the border and doing all those things to try to get illegal criminal aliens out. I think they need to do more. I think the largest deportation operation in history needs to be, you know, even larger than it is right now. However, there's also other things that they could do to clean up. Like, every agency has so much that they could be doing. It's vast. But you can't get swallowed in that. We need action on all these different fronts. We need to be on offense. We can't get sucked into the next fake news propaganda scandal that will try to derail President Trump's agenda. And one of the biggest agenda items is cleaning up corruption and fixing our elections. And where's the backup here? He's put everything out. He's done the executive orders. He's not letting things like 2020 go. He's not letting things like the AutoPen scandal go. But where are the foot soldiers who are carrying out his directives? That's what I want to see. We need to see movement on this. And it's like you get a couple, you get Comey, you get Letitia James, you get Lindsey Halligan, you know, doing what should be done. And then it seems like it's derailed again. So we have to make sure we're cleaning house at these agencies, making sure that there's some accountability at the very least. And I'm glad, you know, certain members of Congress are still pushing these issues and not giving up. But I mean, Congress isn't going to do anything next year. So we have to make sure that the executive branch and the people that are tasked with carrying out President Trump's agenda are actually doing what they tell him they're doing and what they're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, I think that's a key point to this, right? Because they say a lot of things. It sounds good. It gets them like a Fox News soundbite, but the action is what's lacking. And, you know, you bring up a great point. We shouldn't let up on certain key issues, January 6th being obviously the one that you and I hold very close to our hearts, because we want to make sure that the people that were a part of this, that orchestrated this, are held accountable. And it's interesting because, you know, we're watching as that J6 pipe bomber suspect, he was just recently arrested, and the name that popped up as someone who followed a lot of these J6 trials was a kind of a head scratcher. Jocelyn Ballantyne. She was a prosecutor who was accused, even of during General Flynn's persecution, of being very unethical. There were some issues that were brought up to the attention of those over at the DOJ then, Bill Barr specifically, about her then. But then she was also brought in to do the J6 persecutions as well. And if you're someone who we had on this show, Enrique Tarrio, you didn't like this woman because this woman obviously had a lot of lies that were spewed during his trial. But most importantly, he accused her of actually sliding over a document that alleged that he would say he would save himself ultimately if he lied and conducted this lie and was a participant in this lie that President Trump helped orchestrate January 6th and everything that unfolded at the Capitol that day. And he refused. And he says that he was sentenced to 22 years in prison because of that. But interesting enough, this woman still has a job and she's now still working to prosecute the pipe bomber, the alleged pipe bomber, I should say. President Trump was asked about this earlier this week. Let's play clip 20 to hear his reaction.
How do you feel about the lead prosecutor on the pipe bomber case? Jocelyn Ballantyne is the same prosecutor that allegedly asked the J6er to lie to frame you for J6 when you did nothing wrong. What are your thoughts?
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that question. It's sort of a statement and I appreciate it very much. Jocelyn is being looked at. They all have to be looked at. What they're doing is so bad. This was a whole Democrat hoax. The whole thing was a Democrat hoax. And it's all being looked at. I appreciate that.
I reached out to the U.S. Attorney's Office in D.C., Judge Pirro, as many of us know her as, from Fox News formerly, for comment on this to see why this individual still works in her office, and they did not get back to me. But obviously, this puts it on President Trump's radar now that he knows that this individual is still working there. Do you think any action will follow?
They better. Yeah. And they need to explain how this happened. I mean, how is President Trump probably finding out about this? Maybe just before this question, but certainly this question, you know, put it up to the forefront. I mean, Judge Jeanine, I love Judge Jeanine, but she probably didn't know about this either. I mean, how do you stand up there and have a press conference and give each other high fives and do, you know, a victory lap? And did you read the affidavit? Did you look who's prosecuting the case? Did you ask maybe any questions about where this evidence came from? I know they claim that they changed some of the case agents out, but this is insane. You cannot have the people who tried to frame President Trump and put him in prison for life, give him a death sentence to make him impossible for him to run again, still at the DOJ, in his DOJ. How are they still working there? How are they not the ones? She should be on the other side of that table, mm-hmm, answering questions, being interrogated. This is so corrupt. the fact that you would slide over that offer full of lies. And this is why the FBI, they claim they're making reforms. I don't see it. That's not reform when you have a person who tried to frame President Trump leading your new, oh, so convenient, the random black kid who lives in the basement, who has autism, who walks his dog around the neighborhood, apparently only always wearing shorts, never wears pants, wears his red Crocs. I don't know. That's what the neighbors apparently say. How convenient. He has no ties to the Capitol Police. He has no ties to any government agency. Maybe Judge Jeanine and Cash Patel and Dan Bongino and Pam Bondi should have asked a question. If this is the pipe bomber, why did Biden's FBI go to such lengths to cover it up? It makes no sense. It's insane. If this was the guy, they don't care about some narrative. Like, if this was just some random guy, there was no government connection, then they would have just arrested him. Mm-hmm. You know, if this is the guy, it insults our intelligence, and it should insult their intelligence because they're smart people. But what are you doing? I'm sorry. I don't want to be super critical because I know it's extremely difficult to go in there and try to change things. However, come on, have some self-respect. You can't stand up there and do a press conference and expect us to believe this garbage because it's garbage. I'm sorry. Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself, okay? Thomas Crooks didn't act alone. And this kid is not the pipe bomber. According to the evidence I've seen, when I read that affidavit, you know what it looked exactly like to me? The Mueller report. It looked like spinuendo. I think Lee Smith or somebody like that, back when the Mueller report came out, they said, you know, it's all this like insinuation and obfuscation. And when you read it, you're like, wait, there's nothing there. Mm-hmm. And they're experts at this because that's what they do. They lie and they leave things out and they put things in that don't make sense. And that's what that affidavit is. They don't have any evidence against this guy. They could go after anybody for buying sandpaper and end caps and pipes, you know, 2 years before January 6th. Yeah. I mean, it's just absurd. And I don't know what they're doing. I don't know what they're doing, but they need to figure it out because you're letting FBI professionals who have been destroying this country, by the way, and will destroy the country if, God forbid, another, you know, illegitimate president gets in, like Joe Biden, they will destroy this country. And it'll be way worse than January 6th. It'll be way worse. So they need to clean house. Start with this Jocelyn Ballantyne. That's insane. Why is she even there? It's absolutely appalling.
Liz, we just asked for the basics, and the basics are firing this woman, getting her out of there, and then going after her to make sure she's disbarred, because all of these prosecutors who were involved in January 6th, who did, you know, obviously lie and did manipulate the law to go after their political opposition, that needs to be addressed. These people should not be allowed to practice the law if they are found guilty on these types of accusations. I've seen enough. And, you know, it's great to hear you talking about the January 6th pipe bomb suspect, the individual that they've apprehended in regards to this, because the New York Post actually did a story. It was exclusive, saying that he was a big My Little Pony fan. Now, again, they want you to think that this is a mastermind behind the J6 pipe bomber, and he was somehow avoiding being captured by the DOJ, the FBI, because he was just so good at this, apparently. But the harsh reality is, if you deal with anyone or if you've known anyone who has autism, they're very easy to convince. I know there's a lot of reports saying that he's partially confessed to his role in all of this. I highly doubt that's even true. The FBI not confirming that. But again, this seems like an individual who's very vulnerable. And when you read through the criminal complaint, as you just detailed, when you read through it, you realize there's no physical evidence here. It's his cell phone pinging off of multiple towers. He could have been, you know, in a quarter mile of the area. He was also a DoorDash delivery driver, according to his family, his relatives. So that's that possibility as well. His car being picked up nearby on tags. Again, that's also a possibility for a DoorDash driver. And then they have these purchases, which doesn't make any sense that these purchases were made prior to even the election. I believe it was like 1 year prior to all of this. So you want me to believe that this individual was just so politically motivated that he planned this out in his head a year prior It doesn't seem to make sense. And when we actually had the chairman of the J6 committee on the show yesterday, a Barry Loudermilk, I asked him about it. And he didn't sound convinced, like he wasn't sold on it, but he was just kept pointing us to, well, the FBI said this and Dan Bongino said this. And so it sounds like there are other people who are on our side and don't actually believe what's in that criminal complaint just yet. I was told by the FBI more evidence coming soon, but they're on deadline. I haven't seen anything additionally added out there. So I'll throw that out there, Liz. I think you're spot on that 100%. You're also spot on when it comes to election fraud, too. I know you mentioned it earlier. We did see a lot of requests from the president for Republicans to crunch down and make sure that election fraud is a top issue for them because it's a top issue for him. And we're not hearing that. But there was this really interesting statement that was made by a top election attorney talking about federal proof of citizenship laws. Now, this one's a real head scratcher, of course. We didn't think of this ourselves. And that's sarcasm, folks. Don't kill me on the Internet. Take a listen to clip 18.
When first considered, Motor Voter was written to remove barriers and facilitate voter registration. This unfortunately led some states to remove verification requirements for the answers that applicants provided. Just this year, the Maryland State Board of Elections found that an illegal immigrant named Ian Roberts successfully registered to vote and requested absentee ballots in three different elections. Would verification requirements such as documentary proof of citizenship have prevented Ian Roberts from illegally voting?
And the answer to that is probably yes. Depends on the details. But we have a variety of technologies available to us that we're not using, which this committee could statutorily encourage or require.
Yeah, so apparently verifying someone's citizenship would stop illegal people from voting. I mean, illegal aliens from voting in our elections. Liz, this is groundbreaking to hear.
Imagine that if you actually check that somebody, you know, if they're a citizen or not. And it's the same thing, you know, in Maryland where I live or other states, they don't even let you, like California, they don't even let you check voter ID. I mean, it's insane. No first world country runs their elections this way. It's because they want to turn us into a total banana republic. I mean, our elections are a total joke. This is one of many reasons that the mass mail-in ballots, obviously, and the electronic systems that are so easily manipulated. Somebody else sent me a clip yesterday from down in Georgia. It's so notorious. There's so much evidence from Fulton County from 2020. But how they just let this third-party company, No Inc., they run the poll pads, and they just let them delete election records. Yeah, no big deal. It happens all the time. You don't even have any verification of what the results are and what they say they are. And that's what these elections are, a fiction. And people keep wondering how, you know, these races keep turning out and people don't, you know, this didn't match any of the polling, like the crazy AG candidate in Virginia who literally texted about killing the Republican Speaker of the House and hoping that Republicans, his opponent's children, die. I mean, that guy gets elected by 6 points when he was trailing in the polls by at least 10. But then everyone just moves on. And then they say, oh, well, Republicans just need to do better. We didn't get out the vote. Oh, we didn't have good enough candidates. And it's at a certain point, people just get so demoralized and they say, well, nothing's going to change. Why bother? And we cannot let that happen. So, again, it ties into so much of what we've been talking about. We need accountability. We need people to put the agenda into action. And we have to clean up our elections. I mean, it's just no, the people want it. The people want a safe, a fair election. They want it to be one day. They want it to be in person and make it a national holiday. Whatever needs to be done, make it secure. Go back to paper ballots. Count it at the precinct level. It's fast. It is secure. And it really limits the cheating that goes on because the cheating is so massive right now. And again, they don't even care about the illegals voting. It's just a name on the registration list. They don't have to show up. It doesn't have to. It's just a name that will get plugged in, just like all this fraud going on in all the different agencies with Obamacare or Social Security. It's just a name. It's just a name to use. Same with Act Blue from a phantom donor, a phantom voter. It is so corrupt. and we have to eliminate these electronic systems and all these other vulnerabilities if we're going to be able to elect another President Trump in the future, because, well, we won't ever have anybody like him again, unfortunately. But someone who's outside the system, who's not controlled, we will not have a prayer if we have this corrupt voting system. There's just no way.
Yeah. And Liz, we got about a minute left, but you know, you and I have both covered Fulton County extensively in regards to the fraud that's popped up over there. Obviously, we know about the criminal persecutions that they've been leading as well against the president. Any update on how Fulton County plans on crunching down on the fraud that's gone on for many years now?
We got to get, Ed Martin was, I think, working on this, and he had sent letters. He said to stay tuned. You know, I need to follow up and see if there's a good update there, because we have to do something. He thinks the ballots have been destroyed. I mean, they have been arguing back and forth in court. They keep canceling the court hearings every time because the courts have already ruled that Garland Favorito and these other individuals have a right to look at the mail-in ballots from 2020 in Fulton County. And that was like 2 years ago, and they still haven't been able to see them. So just dig down on one of these places. Fulton County would be a great place to start. And you would have such a mandate for change in our elections because it's so corrupt. You go and look at these places and open their books, give them the Trump treatment like they did, you know, opening all his records and millions of documents, and he did nothing wrong. If you did that to a Fulton County election office, you better believe you would find something. We have to clean it up. I know patriots down there are still fighting hard for transparency and trying to get those records, but they're, again, if you don't get accountability for 2020, you're not really going to get any change.
Yeah, you're not. And accountability must follow after what we had to witness over these last few years. Liz Harrington, thank you for all the incredible work you do all the time. So folks, give her a follow on X as well. You do a great job at sounding off on a lot of these key issues and not allowing the distractions to consume you, your Twitter feed, or anything else. So we appreciate you for doing just that. Give her a follow. Liz, thank you. We appreciate your time as always.
Great to see you. Thanks.
Great to see you. Folks, I want to remind you, we have 40% off going on right now over at thealexjonesstore.com. Make sure you head on over there, get your Christmas shopping on over at thealexjonesstore.com. It's time to stock up. And we appreciate what you do because you help keep us on air when you make a purchase over at thealexjonesstore.com. All right. Tomorrow, I will not be in this chair. I've taken a day off. I'll be back on Monday. Rob Dew will be filling in for me, and I'm grateful for that. So make sure you tune in. Ken Sell will be joining him as well. In the meantime, though, stay put. The Alex Jones Show is next.
I didn't plug last hour because I've been so focused on the news. If I don't plug, we won't be here because I'm not funded by the Qataris or the Israelis or the Russians or the Jews or the Easter bunnies. I am funded by you. So I'm going to sell you products that really work so you want them. Now, we got two different flavors, fruit punch and then freedom mango. I didn't name this. It's a very, it looks like a firecracker. It's a beautiful cover. Ultimate power. How about unlimited power? Emperor Palpatine. But it really is a pre-workout, post-workout, Turbo Force 2.0. I mean, this is seriously powerful, super high quality. Everything it does for your body is next level. Ignites mental clarity and focus, cleans, sustain energy, enhance blood flow and endurance, supports daily cognitive function. L-citrulline converts to L-arginine. Don't know what that does. We got the best formula of it. It's amazing. L-theanine. Relax, wake up, clarity and focus. Natural caffeine from coffee concentrated. Vitamin B12, the highest quality, B6, and more. This is really strong. If you love Turbo Force, you're going to love Ultimate Power. We should call it Unlimited Power. I remember Palpatine on the cover. The point is that it funds the operation. I said, hey, we need a clone of this product or make it better for their store. And they said, okay, this is what they came out with. I've been on them for a year to do this. It's really strong. Tiny little scoop. This thing, by the way, is heavy. This is like a whole bunch of servings, like a couple months worth. So get yours now. I like the fruit punch flavor. And by the way, today's one of the last days where you can get 60% off on ultramethylene blue, Irish sea moss, Shilajit, and more at thealexjonesstore.com. Thanks for your support. Hour number 4 is straight ahead.